Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Nartrees Podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book. The Algebra of Wealth is a personal finance and career strategy book by Scott Galloway, a professor, entrepreneur, and media figure known for direct pragmatic advice. Framed as a simple formula for financial security, the book argues that wealth should be understood less as luxury or status, and more as freedom from money stress and greater control over life choices. Rather than offering technical investing theory, it focuses on the behavioral and strategic foundations of wealth building, choosing work that fits one's strengths, practicing discipline with spending, using time to compound gains, and reducing risk through diversification. The book is positioned for readers who want a broad, actionable framework for building stability in a volatile economy, especially young professionals and people early in their careers. Its style is accessible, opinionated, and grounded in lived experience, making it more of a practical operating manual than a traditional finance textbook. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, wealth as freedom from financial anxiety, not a trophy of status. A central idea in the book is that wealth is best defined by what it removes rather than what it displays. Galloway treats financial security as the ability to make choices without constant fear about rent, debt, emergencies, or retirement. This definition changes the reader's priorities. Instead of chasing arbitrary markers of affluence, the book asks whether money is creating stability, optionality, and calm. That framing is important because it shifts attention from consumption to resilience. It also explains why the book is so focused on habits and structure rather than one-time financial tricks. If the goal is reduced anxiety, then the main question becomes how to build a life that can absorb shocks and still keep moving forward. This makes the book especially relevant in a period of inflation, housing pressure, and uncertain career paths, where traditional advice about retirement and steady employment often feels incomplete. The result is a more functional idea of wealth tied to autonomy and long-term security. Secondly, focus means betting on talent and market demand, not romanticized passion. Galloway argues that career decisions should start with talent, not the cultural instruction to follow your passion. His view is not that passion is worthless, but that it is a weak starting point if it leads people toward crowded fields with low odds of success. The book encourages readers to identify what they are naturally good at, then build expertise in areas that also have economic value. This is a practical career framework because it recognizes the labor market as a force that often matters more than personal aspiration alone. Focus in this sense means concentration of energy choosing a lane, reducing distraction, and becoming highly useful in a field with real demand. The point is not narrow specialization for its own sake, but strategic alignment between strengths and opportunity. That helps explain why the book appeals to students and young professionals. It does not ask readers to become idealized versions of themselves. It asks them to become valuable ones. The advice is blunt, but it is also realistic about how people build earning power over time. Thirdly, stoicism as a financial discipline against impulse, excess, and consumer culture. Stoicism is one of the book's main behavioral pillars, and Galloway uses it in a very practical way. He draws on classical Stoic virtues such as courage, wisdom, justice, and temperance, but especially emphasizes temperance as a response to modern consumer culture. The underlying argument is that many financial failures are not caused by ignorance alone, but by weak self-control, emotional spending, and a constant sense that wants are needs. Stoicism becomes the habit of pausing before reacting, especially when advertising, social pressure, or volatility pushes people toward bad decisions. In this framing, financial success is partly a moral and emotional project, learning to delay gratification, maintain perspective, and resist spending as a reflex. That makes the book more than an investing guide. It is also a critique of everyday habits that drain future security. The strength of this chapter of the argument is that it connects personal finance to character. Instead of treating budgets as mechanical tools, it shows how spending discipline, emotional regulation, and long-term judgment shape outcomes. For readers, that makes wealth building feel less like a spreadsheet problem and more like a practice of self-management. Fourthly, time and compounding create the real engine of wealth. The book gives time a central role because it treats compounding as one of the most powerful forces in personal finance and personal development. Galloway's message is that early and consistent action matters more than perfection. Money invested, skills developed, relationships built, and habits repeated all tend to accumulate value when given enough years. This is why the book emphasizes starting sooner rather than waiting for the perfect moment. Time also works as a corrective to short-term thinking. A small advantage, repeated over decades, can become decisive, while repeated mistakes can quietly destroy progress. Galloway applies this logic beyond investing, showing that career growth and reputation also compound. That broadens the idea of wealth from account balances to the whole pattern of a life. The practical implication is that readers should think in decades, not months. Even for people who feel they started late, the book suggests that disciplined action still matters because time can amplify good decisions from any starting point. This makes the book useful as a long horizon planning tool, not just as a collection of financial tips. Lastly, diversification as protection against one bad bet ruining the whole plan. Diversification is presented as a safeguard against catastrophic loss, not merely as a standard portfolio rule. Galloway's point is that people can become overexposed in many areas of life: one job, one investment, one company, one identity, or one strategy. When too much depends on a single outcome, the downside can be severe. Diversification lowers that fragility by spreading risk across assets, income sources, and even life choices. In the financial sense, that usually means holding a broad, low-cost mix rather than concentrating everything in one stock or speculative opportunity. In the broader life sense, it means avoiding overcommitment to any path that could collapse under pressure. This idea is especially important in the book because it balances the emphasis on focus. The reader is encouraged to specialize in earning power, but not to become reckless with assets or identity. Diversification, therefore, acts like a stabilizer. It does not guarantee exceptional returns, but it helps preserve the ability to keep going after setbacks. That is consistent with the book's larger definition of wealth as durability and freedom rather than bravado or outsized risk. In conclusion, The Algebra of Wealth is best for readers who want a clear, non-technical framework for building financial stability without getting lost in jargon. It will especially benefit young adults, professionals at the start or midpoint of their careers, and anyone who wants advice that connects money to work habits, emotional discipline, and long-term planning. The book is less about stock picking or detailed retirement modeling, and more about the behavioral architecture behind financial security. That gives it a broader appeal than many personal finance books, which often stay focused on budgeting, investing mechanics, or motivational advice. Galloway stands out by combining blunt career guidance with a compact wealth formula that links focus, stoicism, time, and diversification. He treats money as one part of a larger system of choices, not as an isolated subject. For readers who want a realistic philosophy of earning, spending, and protecting capital, the book offers a usable lens rather than a set of tricks. Its main value lies in how it translates timeless principles into a modern, easy-to-apply framework. If you would like to support Scott Galloway, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.